Today's daf is Sanhedrin Daf Kuf. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, Lizchus Rufo Shleima, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freida, and for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have Rufo Shleima Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So we are holding about 10 lines from the end of the page on Daf Tzadi Tesem Beis at the word Apikores, at the two dots where we're about to describe Apikores. And the Gemara is going to have several different shitos as to what qualifies as an Apikores, who's a no chelek li'olam hava. And that's in fact going to take us through most of Amud Aleph, just the discussion of how do we define an Apikores. Then the Gemara is going to discuss the great schar for tzaddikim in olam hava, and that discussion is going to begin with three interpretations of the pasuk va'allahu litrufa, because the third of those interpretations relates to the schar of tzaddikim in olam hava. Then the Gemara on the bottom is going to explain the ability for tzaddikim to receive more reward than you would think they are able to receive, and rishayim to receive more punishment than you would think they would be able to receive in the olam ha'emes. And Amud Beis is dedicated almost entirely to Sefer Ben Sira, to a discussion of Sefer Ben Sira. Is Sefer Ben Sira considered one of the Svarim HaChitzonim? Because we had mentioned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva holds that even someone who's Korei B'Svarim HaChitzonim is Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba. So what is a Svarim HaChitzonim? So the Gemara entertains the possibility that Sefer Ben Sira might be Svarim HaChitzonim. And the explanation would be that there are things that are in there that are absolute nonsense, that don't have any value. So the Gemara searches through Sefer Ben Sira to try to find what's nonsense. And the Gemara has five possibilities, but the first four turn out to be very intelligent things that we learn from our Mesorah elsewhere. So those can't be nonsense till it finally at the end find something that's pure Bittul Torah. And then the Gemara gives several examples of things that are very valuable that are taught in Sefer Ben Sira. And then the Daf concludes with five different explanations of the Pasuk of Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im V'Tov Lev Mishta Tamid. Who is the Ani that Kol Yamav Ra'im, and who is the person that's Tov Lev Mishta Tamid that's contrasted with? So let's begin at the two dots with the word Apikores. The Mishnah had said that on the list of people who are Ein Lo Chelek L'Olam Haba is an apikores. So says the Gemara, Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri Tarvayu, Zem Mevaza Talmud Chacham. An apikores means someone who's Mevaza Talmud Chacham, who humiliates a Talmud Chacham, that he makes the covet of a Chacham like it's absolute hefker. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Levi Amri, Zem Mevaza Chavero Bifnei Talmud Chacham. No, it's not someone who's Mevaza Talmud Chacham himself, but he's not concerned about the covet of Torah of the Talmud Chacham, because he's Mevaza his friend in front of the Talmud Chacham. An apikores is less chamur than someone who's megalopanim batara. Megalopanim batara would be a direct hit on the Talmud Chacham. An apikores is lesser than that. Someone who's mevaze chaveiro b'fnei Talmud Chacham. So it says Mar Bishlam, not yet mevaze chaveiro b'fnei Talmud Chacham. Apikores avi. I understand very well, according to the second shita, that an apikores is someone who's mevaze his friend in front of a Talmud Chacham. Good. Then mevaze Talmud Chacham atzma megalopanim batara. Then someone who's mevaz the Talmud Chacham himself is on the worst level of someone who's actually megalopan batora shalok halacha, because that takes an even greater level of chutzpah. But if you say that even someone who's mevaz the Talmud Chacham himself is only an apikores and he's not a megalopan batora shalok halacha, so then megalopan batora kigon mai. What would be an example of a megalopan batora? So the Gemara says, yeah, there could be worse than being Mevazah Talmud Chacham, Kigon Menashe ben Chizkia. You do what we learned the other day, that Menashe ben Chizkia was melagleg on the Torah itself, that he said that he mocked certain psukim in the Torah as having no value whatsoever. V'ika demasin la seifa. Some have this whole machlokas about whether Mevazah Talmud Chacham, Mevazah Chaver b'fnei Talmud Chacham, not on the word apikores, but on megalopanim batora. Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri Zem Mevazah Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shimon Levi Amri Zem Mevazah Chaver b'fnei Talmud Chacham. That's a machlokas about what a megalopanim batora is. So Bishlam Mandiyam Mevazah Talmud Chacham Atzma megalopanim batora avi. If you say that when you're Mevazah the Talmud Chacham directly, that's called megalopanim batora, so then I understand why what an apikores would be, which is a level down. Mevazah Chaver b'fnei Talmud Chacham apikores avi. Not quite as bad is someone who's Mevazah Chaver b'fnei Talmud Chacham, and he would therefore be an apikores. El Mandiyam Mevazah Chaver b'fnei But if you hold that even if you're only mevazeh chaver b'fnei talmid chacham, you're already on the more severe level of being megal panim b'Torah, so then what is an apikoros? An apikoros has to be less than that. Apikoros kagon man, who would be called an apikoros, which is even less severe than being mevazeh chaver b'fnei talmid chacham? So Rav Yosef kagon hani da'amri maya hanul rabbanan l'ditu karu l'ditu tanin. Those who think that there's no value in people who are learning Torah, they're only learning Torah for themselves, they're not bringing any value to the world. They don't realize the value of having people who are learning Torah, even if they happen to not be teaching you the Torah that they're learning. Just the very fact that they're learning Torah brings great value to the world, and they fail to appreciate that. That is an apikores. So the Gemara says, "Amle Abaye, Hay Megal Panim B'Torah Namihu." So the Gemara says, "No, if someone who does that is even worse. He's a Megal Panim B'Torah also. He's not just an apikores. He's worse than an apikores." D'chsiv im lo brisi yom v'lay l'chukashmayim v'aretz lo samti. It's only in the zchus of those who are learning Torah that the world exists. So it's if someone denies that value of Torah learning, then they're megal panim b'Torah. They're much worse than an apikores. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak mehacha nami shema mina. I could prove also from a different pasuk that someone who denies the value of those learning Torah is considered a kofer b'Torah itself and is not just an apikores. Shenamar, because the pasuk says v'nasasi l'chol ha'makom ba'avuram, that if they're tzaddikim, that if they're Talmidei Chachamim, then the whole place will be supported on account of the Talmidei Chachamim. This is Hashem saying that if I could find Chamishim Tzadikim in the city of Sodom, then the whole place will be saved on account of those Chamishim Tzadikim. So you see that having Talmidei Chachamim, having people learn Torah, even if they're just learning it on their own, they're just learning by themselves, that keeps the world going around. So a person who denies that value, much worse than an apikores. Elok gon de Yosef kamei rabbe v'nafal eshmaita beduchta achriti v'amar hachi amirin hasam v'lomar hachi amar mar. Now the case, what's an apikores? A Talmud is sitting in front of a rabbi and he has to mention a sugya that comes up elsewhere, and he says, oh, this is what we said in that sugya, instead of saying hachi amar mar, this is what the rabbi said, speaking in third person about the Rebbe who he's sitting right in front of. So even if the truth is that the Talmud was the one that was mechadish that halacha, but if it came out in the context of a shir that he was hearing by the Rebbe, he shouldn't say Hachi Amrinan, he should say Hachi Amar Mar. He should credit the Rebbe, and if he doesn't do that, he doesn't have the proper kavod of the Rebbe, that's considered an apikores. Rava Amar, so you see that tremendous emphasis on tradition and realizing that all of our Torah comes from our Masorah, from our Rebbeim, and someone who fails to recognize that is already an apikores. Rava Amar says an apikores is something else. Kigon hani debe binyamin asya, like the people in the house of Binyamin the doctor. Why da amri maya hani lon rabbanan? They always say, "What do the rabbanan help us with their Torah?" Yeah, they're learning a lot of Torah, but meolam lo sharu lan urva v'lo asu lan yona. You know, the basics are all there already. They never told us that a raven is kosher. They never made that a dove should be not kosher. So what are they already adding? Everything is already in the Torah. The Chachamim aren't really doing anything. It's interesting that the ability to change what it says in the Torah is considered to be like the mark of a Talmid Chacham. The Gemara has that elsewhere. That why do we stand for Talmid Chachamim? Because the Torah says if we stand for a Torah, Kal V'chomer we stand for Talmid Chacham. Because the Torah says Arba'im Yakenu, and the Chachamim are able to tell us, no, it's only 39. The ability to change what it says in the Torah somehow is going to be the mark of a real contribution. Rava Kiava, but obviously we're not allowed to change what it says in the Torah. It has to be with the proper Masorah and with the Torah Shebal Peh. Rava Kiava Maisi Trefas Debe Binyamin Kamei, and therefore when Rava would be shown a Shaila in Trefus from the house of this Binyamin the doctor, Kiava Chazi Bataim LeHatera, when he saw a reason to be Mekel, even though it was a Shaila, Amalu Techsu Dekasharina Lechu Arva, he'd always make a point of saying, look, I'm being matir a raven for you. As far as you're concerned, this animal's a trefa. But I'm able to come up with a koach de'atera to show you that it's not a trefa, that it's taka kosher. Ki avachazi la taima li yisura, when he would see a reason to asr it, amalu techsu de kasirin l'chayona. he would say, look, I'm asering for you a Yonah. Now, you don't have any clear mark of a treifa here, but with the chachma that I have to be able to paskin this shaila, I'm able to tell you that it's not kosher. So don't say that Talmid Chacham don't really contribute anything. You were unable to paskin the shaila on your own. You didn't know one way or the other, kosher, not kosher, and I'm able to tell you one way or the other. Rav Papa Amar, another possibility of what an apikoros is, Kigon to Amar, a person who says about Talmid Chachamim that Hani Rabbanan, he refers to them as Hani Rabbanan, which is a lashon of zilzal. He doesn't say Rabbi Seinu Shabemakom so and so. That's what the Adrama says is the respectful way to say it. He just says Hani Rabbanan. Rav Papa Ishtali Va'amar Kigon Hani Rabbanan. Rav Papa once forgot, he lost himself and he accidentally let the phrase slip out of his mouth. He said Kigon Hani Rabbanan Ve'esav B'tanisa, and he fasted because of allowing that phrase to slip, because just forgetting is not considered an onus. You require tshuva even for forgetting and letting something like that slip. So he fasted in tshuva. Levi Bar Shmuel Rafuna Bar Chia V'kamasakni Matpchol Sifrei Dvei Rav Yehuda. They were preparing coverings for the Sifrei Kodesh of Rav Yehuda, because the Chumra goes that the Sifrei Kodesh are Matamei Yasei Yadayim. So they had to make these mitpchos. They had to make these coverings for it so that people wouldn't touch the svarim themselves. The reason they were gozer that svarim are metamei siyadayim is because it used to be that people would store truma right next to sifrei Torah, because they were both kadosh, so they just figured truma's kadosh, svarim are kodesh, so we'll put them right next to each other. Problem is, truma's food, so mice come to eat the food. Once the mice were eating the food, they'd start eating away at the svarim. So they had to be gozer that svarim are metamei siyadayim, so that you're not going to want your svarim anywhere near your truma, because truma that becomes Stameh becomes useless. You have to be Sarev Truma that becomes Stameh. So they made such a gzeirah. So once they made such a gzeirah that Svarim are Metameh Yasidayim, they had to have coverings for the Svarim. Kimat to Megillas Esther. When they got to Megillas Esther, they weren't sure. Do you need a mitpachas for Megillas Esther? And their assumption was that you don't, because it's a discussion in Megillah Dav Zayin whether Megillas Esther was given Kedei Sheyichtavua, who was given to be written down, or only that it should be read Belpeh. So Amri, so they said to Rav Yehuda as a way of, but with certainty, Ha Megillas Esther lo baya mitpachas. This Megillas Esther, and therefore does not require mitpachas. Amar lehu ki agavna nami mechzi kafkirusa. Oh, you just gave a good example of what an apikoros is. That here you're sitting in front of a Talmud Chacham and you say with certainty, instead of asking it like a shaila, you should have asked it like a shaila. Is Megillas Esther? Does Megillas Esther require mitpachas? Derech sheila. You should not have said it directly. That's how Rashi understands what the problem is. Marshall explains, it is, after all, umachlokas tanoim, whether Megillas Esther has the din of Kisvei Kodesh, and they shouldn't have paskin that halacha directly in front of the Rebbe. The Marshall also suggests that the zilzul may not be in the Rebbe, the zilzul may be in the Megillas Esther itself, that here they are with all these other svarim, and this one requires mitpachas, that one requires mitpachas. All of a sudden they get the Megillas Esther, doesn't require mitpachas. That's a zilzul in the Megillah, so they shouldn't, that was the concern about the Megillas Esther. Now there is discussion whether one is allowed to touch a Megillas Esther with the bare hands. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Chaim Sim Kuf Mem Zayin that it's Asur Lechos Sefer Torah Arum B'lo Mitpachas. You're not allowed to touch the cloth of a Sefer Torah without some other cloth. And the Rama says that Yesh Omrim, that the same is true by other Kisvei HaKodesh, but then he says V'lo Nagu Kein. And then he says, "V'tov lachmirim lo natal yadav." That so he quotes the Yesh Omrim that you're not allowed to touch other svarim. He says, "But the minhag's not that way. But we should be machmir unless you wash your hands." So he keeps going back and forth. So there's a discussion in the Achronim what in the world the Rama means. Magen Avraham writes that he's talking about kisvei hakodesh that are not written with ksav ashuris on cloth and with proper dio. Meikar Adin, they wouldn't have any sort of Isser. That's why he says, Lo Nogu Kein, that he never saw anyone be knowing an Isser. But still, Tov La'achmir, to wash your hands. But if you have an actual Megillah that's written with the Ksav Ashuris on Klaf, Bidyo, like Megillah Esther, then Meikar Adin, you have to wash your hands. And you would not be allowed to touch it directly without a mitpachas. However, the Chubus Panim Iro says that the Ramah is talking about a real Sefer. And he's still saying that Meikar Adin does not require mitpachas, But the minhag is that we should wash our hands. Mishra Berurah seems to pass in that way. Either way, one certainly is not supposed to touch a Megillas Esther with bare hands without washing our hands. So we're mekel that when we wash our hands, we touch a Megillas Esther. But we're supposed to wash our hands before touching a Megillas Esther. A lot of people have Megillas nowadays. They're not so familiar with that halacha. So something to be aware of. That when it comes time for Purim, you take out your Megillah, you should wash your hands, do a Netilas Yadayim before touching the Megillah. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss another possibility of apikoros. Rav Nachman Amar Zakore Rabbo Bishmo. Someone who calls his Rebbe by his name is an apikoros. Why was Gechazi punished that he doesn't have a chelik l'olam haba? Because he called Elisha by his name. Shnemar v'yomer Gechazi Adoni Amelech Zosi Isha v'zebena Asher Hechia Elisha. Even when it was derech kavod, what was he saying? He was trying to identify the child that Elisha had did chias amesim on. So that's a great kavod for him, right? But he called him Elisha. That wasn't right. He shouldn't call him by his first name. Yosef Rabbi Yirmiya Kamed Rabbi Zera. So the Gemara is going to bring a story where that demonstrates another type of apikoros. Rabbi Yirmiya was sitting in front of Rabbi Zera. V'yasev kama, and Rabbi Zera was darshening. Asra Kodesh Baruch Hu Lotzi Nachal Mibeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. You should know that one day there's going to be a stream that emanates from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'alav Kol Minei Megadim. And by the edges of that stream, there's going to be all sorts of delicious, sweet fruits that grow. Shenemar, because the pasuk says in the 47th parak of Yecheskel, Viala Nachal Yala Al Sfaso Mize Umize Kol Eitz Machal Lo Yibol Alehu V'Lo Yitom Pirio L'Chadosh Av Yevaker. It's going to have newly ripened fruits every month. Kimeim Av Min Amigdash Hema Yotzim, because the water that nourishes those trees comes from the Migdash. V'Yipirio L'Machal V'Alehu L'Trufa. The fruit is going to be great for eating, and the leaves are going to be therapeutic. Samlehu Saba Yasher. So Rabbi Zera said to a certain zaken said to Rabbi Zera, "Yeah, you said good." V'cheinom Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says like that also. Samlehu Rabbi Yomi Rabbi Zera ki agavne mechziav kirusa. He asked, "Is such a thing what this zaken just said that Rabbi Yochanan agrees to you? Is that apikorsus? Because he said on his own, you yasher, instead of saying Rabbi Yochanan agrees to you, which is a nice thing for Rabbi Zera to hear. First he says, I agree, good job. And then he says, Rabbi Yochanan agrees. Who are you to agree? Who are you to say? You yasher. Maybe that's also apikorsus. Amalei, ha hai siu kemeseyelach. He said, nah, no one minds when people agree with you. When he says, yasher, people like a yashakayach, even if you don't need the yashakayach from a person of that stature. It's always nice to hear yashakayach. So he doesn't think that that's considered apikorsus. The Marshal explains that Rabbi Zera, if you think about it, didn't really say anything either. Meaning, what did Rabbi Zera say? That there's going to be this stream that comes from the Kodesh HaKadoshim, there's going to be fruits on this. How do I know? Because the Pasuk says exactly that. He didn't really add anything. The Pasuk says all of it. It's all explicit in the Pasuk. So he didn't really say anything. So what's the great Chiddush of Rabbi Zera? That a lot of times you have Pesukim in Navi, the Marshal points out, that are allegory, that it's all a mashal to something. Rabbi Zera is saying, no, this is literal, that you're supposed to take this Pasuk literally, to be Motzi Miliban Shalaminim, that explain these Nevuos B'derach Mashal V'chida, and they say that it's not to be taken Kipshuto. So when the Zaken says that, so says Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yirmiya thought that maybe that's apikorsus, because had it not been for Rabbi Yochanan saying that, then he would have otherwise interpreted it to be allegorical and not literally like the Derech Aminim. So that's why Rabbi Zera says, no, Adraba, he's coming to help us to fight the Minim by telling us that we Taka are supposed to interpret this Pasuk in a literal sense. Eli Ishmielach Hashmielach. If you heard of something like this, where we would call someone an apikoros for a similar type of comment, then it must be the following. Rabbi Yochanan was darshening. That one day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring precious gems that are 30 amos by 30 amos, gigantic gems. V'chokik behem eser berum esrim. And there's going to be like a doorway that's carved out in them that's 10 amos wide and 20 amos high. U'ma'amidon b'shari Yerushalayim. And those gems are going to be standing at the gates of Yerushalayim. Shenemar v'samti kat kodshim shosayich u'sharayich la'avnei ekdach. And kat kodshim shim shosayich are the windows that are the shamashos that are in these stones themselves. and the Shari Yerushalayim are going to be Avnei Akdach. Hashem is going to make like a hollow out some area in these stones. Liglig of love also Talmud. When he was teaching this, when Rabbi Yochanan was saying this, a Talmud started mocking him. Amar Hashtaka Be'asa Detziltzel L'Lamish Kachinan. He says, what's the biggest diamond you've ever seen? What, a diamond the size of a small egg of a small bird? That's the biggest diamond you've ever seen. A couple of carrots. How big could a diamond be? Kulei Haimash Kachinan. Now you're going to tell me they're going to have 30 amos by 30 amos? Ridiculous. There's no such thing of such a diamond. Liyamim Afligos Finaso Bayam. The next day, this Talmud happened to be traveling by boat, Chazinu L'Malachi Asharis, and he saw Malachi Asharis. So think about this. This must be someone who's a Bal Madrega. He gets to see Malachi Asharis. He saw, although we've seen Sancheirav also saw Malachi Asharis. So he sees Malachi Asharis, the Kamenasri Avanim Tovos Margalios. And they were preparing these large stones that were 30 amos by 30 amos, and that had these carved out inside of them, 10 amos by 20 amos doorways. So Amr Luhuth, so the Talmud asked these Malachim, Hani Leman, what are these stones for? So Amri Yasser, Kodesh Baruch Hu La'amidam Mishar Yerushalayim, these are the stones that are going to stand by the gates of Yerushalayim. Ki Hadar, so when the Talmud came back, Ashkel Rabbi Yochanan Diyasav Kadarish, he found Rabbi Yochanan sitting and saying, Shir, Amr Le, Rebbe Drosh, Ulechana Lidrosh, that, yeah, you see, you darshan real good. Kishem Shamarta Kach Reisi, because exactly what you said, that Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to have such stones by the Shar Yerushalayim, I saw that you're actually right about that. Amalo Rabbi Yochanan said to the Talmud, Reka, Imlo Risa Lo Amanta, had you not seen it, you would not have believed it. Malagli Val Dibre Chacham Mata, you're considered someone who mocks the Dibre Chachamim, Yav Be'eni Vaso Gal Shalatzamos. So he looked at him and he turned him into a pile of bones. All the Mepharshim assume that a pile of bones, why Dafka a Gal Shalatzamos? Because a Talmud who says that I'm only going to believe what I see, well, when you look at another human being, what do you see exactly? Do you see a neshama? Do you see drives and desires and aspirations? And you don't see any of that. All you see is a physical structure. So you see a gal shalatzamos, essentially. So he says, if all you have is what you see, all you believe is what you see, and what you don't see, you don't actually believe. That's what it means that at Har Sinai, we are roa es hakolos. Because generally, we assume that seeing is believing, that there's nothing that we believe more than what we see with our own eyes. But even the kolos, even all the sounds of Har Sinai, the mitzvos that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's as if we were roa, as if we took it in with a capacity of someone who sees, of someone who has full belief. So our entire emunah is that we have to believe more than what we see. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it turns him into a gal shalatzamos. So meisvei, the Gemara asks, but wait a second, va'olich eschem komemius, Remei Romer Masayim Amma, how tall are we going to be, Lasadavo? So Remei says, 200 amos tall. Kishtei komash Adam Rishon, twice the height of Adam Rishon. The Gemara Chagiga says Adam Rishon was 100 amos tall. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Meya Amma, that no, we're only going to be 100 amos tall, Kenegar HaHechal, corresponding to the length of the Hechal in the first place of Megdush, and with Kosalav, and the walls are 100, the Hechal v'Kosalav, which is 100 amos together. Shenemar asher b'neinu k'netiyim v'gudalim v'nureim v'noseinu k'zavios m'chutavos tavnes Hechal. So tavnes Hechal is the size of the Hechal. So bottom line is, this is a major problem for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan thinks we can have these 30 amos stones carved out 10 by 20 amos, and we're supposed to fit through there? We're going to be 100 amos tall or 200 amos tall. How are we supposed to fit through a carved out area of a stone that serves as the gate? That's only 10 amos by 20 amos. So Kikam Rabbi Yochanan lechave de bezika. No, the carved out area is what he's referring to as the windows that are going to let the air through. That's all that is. That's not where we're going to actually walk through. The gates themselves are going to be way, way higher than that. So it doesn't contradict Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, now we happen to have mentioned the pasuk in Yecheskel Mem Zayin where we said va'aleu l'trufa. So it says Gemara, my va'aleu l'trufa. What does that phrase mean? Rabbi Yisrael Avdimi v'Rav Chis. Chadam al-Hatir Peshal Maila. One says that it means that ultimately, Lasadavo, anyone who's mute is going to be able to talk. V'chadam al-Hatir Peshal Mata. That anyone who's childless is going to be able to have children. Itmar Chiskiya Amar Lahatir Pe Ilmin. Bar Kapra Amar Lahatir Pe Akaros. Same machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar L'trufa Mamish. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, these leaves are going to be an actual medicine. My L'trufa. Rabbi Shomar Nachmeni Amar L'tor Panim Shel Balei HaPeh. That it's going to be something that fixes the faces of the way a person looks of balei apeh, people who learn Torah. Darish Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Simon. So once we talk about people who learn Torah, we're talking about people who are amal b'Torah. So kala mashkir panav, anyone who causes himself to suffer al divrei Torah b'olam hazeh, he puts in such hard work in learning Torah in this world. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mavit zivav le'olam haba. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him a glow in olam haba. He's going to give him a shiny countenance in olam haba. Shenamar, because the pasuk says mareu kalavanon bachor ka'arazim, that someone who's mashkir atzmo ka'orev in olam hazeh. Because that's what the pasuk says, starts out by shcharos ka'orev, it says in the pasuk. So he's going to be zoch lasalavo, that he's going to be mar'eu kilavonon the chachumam mamtakim kula machmadim. He's going to be able to enjoy a great countenance in olam haba. Amar b'tanuch barachanilai kala marav atzmal divrei Torah b'olam hazeh. Someone who starves himself for Torah in this world, Hakadosh Baruch Hu must be olam haba. He's going to be satiated in the next world. Shnemar yirviyun midashin beisecha v'nachal adonecha tashkeim. So the pasuk is talking about those people who starve themselves because of limud Torah in this world. Ki aser Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, Amar aser Hakadosh Baruch Hu liten lechol tzadik b'tzadik melo omso. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to give a fistful of blessing to every tzadik. Shnemar baruch Hashem yom yom yamaslanu akel Yisrael seinu sela. That he's going to be yamaslanu. He's going to give us a full fistful of bracha. Amalei Abayi v'chiyav shalom arkein. Does a person have the capacity to receive a fistful of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? V'alok v'ar nemar, mi madad b'shalomayim v'shamayim b'zeres tikein, that the entire greatness of all of Shamayim is only the size of a zeres, klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of a little pinky, as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned. The distance from the zeres to the agodel, that's everything. So how in the world could a person receive a fistful of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's blessing? Someday, my time will. He says, you know, if you'd study a little more Agadita, you know how to answer such a question. They said in Eretz Yisrael, the name of Rav Bar Mari, that one day HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give every tzaddik 310 worlds. Because it says that he's going to be manchil to those who, the beloved ones, yesh begematria, tas me'avas Saravi. That is a gematria of 310. So and he's going to fill them up. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu the tzaddik is going to have the capacity to receive abundant blessing. So a couple of issues over here. First of all, this is already a Mishnah. We're quoting Rava Bar Mari says such a chiddush that every tzaddik can get 310 worlds based on a drasha from the pasuk. It's a Mishnah in Uktzin. If you've ever been to a siyum of Shas Mishnayis, this is the Mishnah that they read because it's the last Mishnah in Shas that tells us that every tzaddik is going to get Shai Olamos is going to get 300 worlds. And the Biuda in Madura Tinyana, Simon Kuf Samach Dalid, was asked about this, and he writes in the Tshuva, I don't normally answer Shailas like this. I answer Shailas La Halacha, but whatever. Okay, so a good enough person asked me the question. I had some time. I'll write you the answer. The answer, he says, is that the Mishnah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be manchil to every tzaddik shay olamos. Over here it says yitain, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also litain l'kol tzaddik v'tzaddik. Litain implies that tzaddik is going to be able to keep it all for himself, which implies a capacity to receive all of it. Lahanchil means that between him and all future generations that are going to emerge from him, somehow all 310 olamos will be given. But a tzaddik himself is not going to have, may not have the capacity to receive Shai Olamos. That's why, that's what the Amora added over here that we would not have gotten from the Mishnah. But the other issue is, why 310 of all numbers to pick? You know, why is it Shai Olamos, 310 worlds? So in the Kos Yeshuos in the Akdama, he says that that from every mitzvah that a person is Mekayim, a world is created. How many mitzvahs are there? So there are 620 letters in the Aseret Sedibros, corresponding to 613 mitzvahs that Yisrael are commanded in, plus 7 mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So a total of 620 mitzvahs. So 620, he should have 620 worlds. But a man doesn't have that all for himself. His wife helps him be mekayim all of these mitzvahs, and she gets an equal chelek of all of the mitzvahs. So it turns out, for each tzaddik, he's only left with 310 olamos. That's how he explains that the wife gets the other 310. He says, that's why, Kodesh Baruch says, yesh olamos, Otsroseim Amalei. What's Otsroseim Amalei? The Gemara in Erev in Daf Memdalit says that an Isha is called an Otsar. She's referred to that to the construction of a woman's body is like an Otsar, the Gemara says, that she's able to bear children. A woman is an Otsar. So that's why it says, why are you only getting Shai Olamos? Because Otsroseim Amalei. You are completed by an Otsar, by an Isha, and the Isha is going to get the other Shai. She's getting the other 310, the total of 620. The Iyun Yaakov says, no, tzaddik means someone who's rubo zuchios and miyut avonos, who is mostly mitzvos. He says there are 630 mitzvos d'oraisa, 5 mitzvos d'rabbanan. That's 618. Half of that is 309. So if you're a little bit better than half, you got 310. So someone who does 310 mitzvos is already a tzaddik, he's already zuchios of merubim me'avonosav, so he's already a person who's got shai olamos. Okay, however the math works out. Tanya, remeiro midasha demodin modin lo. That a person gets rewarded based on what he's done in a midah keneged midah kind of way. D'chsiv b'sasa b'shalcha terivena. Pasuk says that when the mitzvim send Klal Yisrael out with a midah ra, so that they did to Klal Yisrael, so sa'a keneged sa'a, they're going to get paid back. The same midah they're going to get punished with, and the same is true by midah tova. A person is going to get schar in the same midah that he does good to other people. Amar b'shuv v'chiyav shalom akein. Can you say such a thing? Adam nosin melo omso la'ani b'alam azeh. A person gives a fistful of food or money to an ani in this world. So Hashem is going to reward him a fistful in Olam Haba. All of Shemayim klape Hashem is only the shear of his zeres. There is no capacity to receive Melo Omso. He says, why? And you don't agree with this. What do you think is the greater measure, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives reward or when HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes? Haviyomer Midatova Meruba. Certainly Midatova is greater than Midas Paranas. And by Midah Tova, Ksiv, it says by Midah Tova, when it talks about the man falling in the Midbar, Vayitzav Shchakim Mima'al V'dalse Shemayim Pasach Vayamter Aleim Mon Le'echol. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Shemayim with two Delasos. It's Dalse Shemayim. Ubimidas Pranus Huamer Va'arubos HaShemayim Niftachu. Not two doors, but a little window opening up or two windows opening up. So since there are four arubos in Adelas, it turns out Midah Tova is four times as good as Midas Peronis. And yet, Midas Peronis Ksiv, V'yatsuv ro b'figrei ha'anashim ha'poshim bi, ki tolatam lo samus, v'isham lo sichbe, v'ayu deron l'chal basar. So what's a person's going to be in the fires, and isham lo tichbe, the fire is not going to be extinguished when a person is being punished. V'alo adam moshet etzbao ba'ar ba'lamazeh, mi'anichva. Person sticks his finger in a fire in Olam Hazeh, it immediately gets burnt. And yet, the Pasuk says that the Esh of the Rishayim is never going to be extinguished. So it sounds like they're going to be given the ability to be sovel the fire so that they can continue to suffer. Meaning, they will suffer beyond their capacity, what you would have imagined would be their capacity to suffer. They're going to be given increased capacity to suffer more. So, Kshem Shnos HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koch B'Rishayim L'Kabel Peronusam Kachmas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koch B'Tzadikim L'Kabel Tovasan. Same way Hashem is going to give the koch to the Rishayim to be able to receive their punishment, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to give koch to tzaddikim to be able to receive the reward, even though it's beyond their capacity to receive. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Af HaKori B'Svar Machitzonos. Now we move on. We had said that in addition, another person who's Ein Lo Chelek Olam Haba is someone who reads Svar Machitzonim. Tana B'Sifrei Tzedukim. So the Braisa says that means the Sifrei Tzedukim, the Svarim of the Tzedukim who are kofar in Torah Shebal Peh. So Rabbi Yosef Omer, B'Sefer Ben Sira Nami Yasser L'Mikri. That you're not even allowed to read Sefer Ben Sira, because that's a bittul Torah. It's got nonsense in there that's totally not valuable. Amle Abaye, my taima, what are examples of things that are not valuable, that are total batala in Sefer Ben Sira? Seems like a good enough book. If you're referring to the line that it says in Sefer Ben Sira, lo tintosh gildana me udne de lo lezel mashke lechavla, a person should not peel a skin, a fish that's called the gildana, even not the skin that's on the ear of the fish, because that skin is going to be, if you skin it off, it's going to go li'ibud and you're going to end up losing it. So elatzli yasei benura. So what should you do? You should roast it in a fire. Ve'echel be'tartin gritzim, and then you can eat with it two chalos, and that's going to be that would be wonderful. So that sounds like dvarim betelim. That sounds like nonsense that doesn't have any value. So if that's what we are referring to, imi pashte, if you're going to say kipshuto that you shouldn't throw away the oradog baraisanami kasov, well, guess what? It says in the Torah lo sashchis eseitza, that you're not supposed to destroy valuable trees. So over here also, all Ben Sira is telling us is don't take something that has value that could be used and throw it away. So the Torah tells us the same exact thing. The Achronim point out the Torah doesn't exactly tell the same exact thing. The Yisud Daraisa of Baltashchis is only on an Eitz Machel. Other valuable things they throw out are not a Nisidar Reis. It's a Nisidar Rabbanan associated with Baal Tashchus. But still, we consider someone a Shota when he's Ma'avit something that has value. When someone throws away something of value, that's the definition of a Shota. And so to tell me that Ben Sira teaching me a lesson that I shouldn't throw away something of value, that's not a Dvar Shtus. That makes a lot of sense. That's very good. And Imi Drasha, and if you think Ben Sira is being Meramis to something, that's also not Dvar Betelim. He's saying in a nice way that a person should not be bold shaloka darka. He should not lose out on the potential of life. So a person should, when he has bia with his wife, should be bold kedarka. So that's a valuable lesson as well, at least on a ben adam lechaver level. Now mikra din shulchan aruch, one is allowed to do bia shaloka darka, but we don't recommend it. It's not a good thing to do. Vel mishum dechsiv basla via matmona shav. So what? You want to tell me what's the nonsense in Ben Sira that it says a daughter to her father is a matmona shav, is like a treasure that is worthless, because he's always worrying about her. He never sleeps at night when a person has a daughter. Why? When she's very young, you're afraid someone's going to take advantage of her. When she's already a little bit older, you're afraid that she's going to be mezana. Bagra, when she gets even older, teenage years, maybe she's never going to get married. Nisei, she finally gets married, shemelo yilo banim, you're afraid maybe she'll never have children. Hiskina, she gets older, shematasik shavim, maybe she'll fall into kishuf. Harabananami amruah. Well, that's not nonsense. The Rabbanan say something very similar. That ef shaliolam below zcharim below nekevos, asher misha banim zcharim, oilol misha banim nekevos. That the world needs boys and girls, but fortunate is one who's banim zcharim, and unfortunate is one who's banim nekevos. And you see the Gemara saying pshat in that line. What's pshat? Because there's so much worry. People are always worried about their daughters that something is going to happen with their daughters. It comes with so much worry. So el mishum dechsiv lo toil davya belibeich de gavri gibar in katol davya. No, you know what it says in Ben Sira that's nonsense? It says that you shouldn't worry, because worry can do in the strongest man, can bring down even the strongest man. Hashlomo amar. Shlomo says the same thing. Daga belev ish yashchena. Rabbi Yami, Rabbi Asi, chad amar yishichena midaito, that yishichena midaito, rather, that you should try to, if you have something that's bothering you, just try to get it out of your mind. Don't focus on it. And the other says, no, you should tell it to other people. Get it off your chest so that you could deal with it. Because if you live with da'aga, you're not going to be able to live. So that's not nonsense. That's something. No, must be the nonsense in Ben Sira is that of people who don't have any business with you and you don't need them, keep them out of your house. And even those that you have some business dealings with and that you have reason to have connection with, don't bring them into your house. You should try to speak to them outside of your house. So says Rabbi Nami Amar, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, he told us the same thing. Detanya, Rabbi Omer, Leol Milo Yarba Adam Reim, Betoch Beisu, Shnemer Ish Reim, Lisroeah, that a person shouldn't have too many people in his house, that ultimately if a person has too many close friends that are always at his house, it's not going to work out so well. They're not all going to remain super close friends. They tend to turn on people. El Mishum Duchsiv, Zladkan, Kurtman, Avadkan, Sachsan, Dinafach Bekisei, Lotzachi. Oh no, you know what it says that's nonsense in Ben Sira? It says a person who has a shvacha beard is a Kurtman, is a chacham, and is very sharp. Avdkan, a person who has a thick, nice beard, is a moron, is a sachsan, is a fool. Dinafach Bekasei, someone who blows on his coast before he drinks wine, Lotzachi, must not really be thirsty, because if you're thirsty, you would just gulp it down. Amar b'mayu chalachma. Someone who thinks too long about, oh, what should I eat my bread with? What kind of spread can I put on my bread? Lachma savmine. Take the bread away from him. He's not hungry anyway. If he was hungry, he would have just eaten the bread. So he's not hungry anyway. That's what it says in Ben Sira. Mandi islam abarta b'dikne. It also says a person who has a beard that's like in two pieces, that the middle part is all pulled out. Kuli alma lo yachle. He must be a very devious person. No one's going to be able to outsmart him and outwit him because he's always plotting deviously, and you could tell because he's always pulling out his beard. That's why he's got the giant bald spot in his beard. So all of that is nonsense. Forget everything we just said. That's the nonsense of Ben Sira. The last 30 seconds were Bittul Torah. Okay. Amrav Yosef. Mili Mali said this Pedashin Luhu. But there are a lot of really good things in Ben Sira also. For example, Isha Tova Matana Tova Bechek Yireel Kim Tinasein. Isha Ra Tzaras Labayla. That an Isha Tova is a great gift that is given to Yirei Hashem. An Isha Ra is like a Tzaras to her husband. Maita Kante Yigrashenu Mibesu Yisafi Mitzarato. How do you get, what do you do about an Isha Ra? Get rid of her and you'll take care of the Tzaras. Isha Yafa Ashrei Bayla Misper Yom of Kiflaim. You live double the life with an Isha Yafa. Halimei Nechama Isha Schein. Keep your eyes away from good looking women that belong to other people. Penti Lachid Mimtsudas, unless you be ensnared in the trap. Al Tate Tzalbal Lim Sochimo. Yain Vashecha, don't even hang out with their husbands too much. Kibitor Isha Yafa Rab Mushchasov Atsum Kala Rugeha. Many good men have fallen in the traps of beautiful women. Rab Mayu Pitse Rochel Hamargilim Ledvaravera. That people who are rochlim, who go around selling things, selling perfumes to women, end up having yichud with these women. The husbands come home and they start beating the guy up. It's not a good profession. Okay, we'll pick up Ezra Shem tomorrow with Menah Rabbi Mitoch Teisra.